It's trash day in Renato Alenco's neighborhood. He's out this morning cleaning up the mess and looking over the damage to what used to be a locked tool shed in his driveway. A bear clawed open the shed's plastic doors overnight, got into the smelly garbage stored inside, and scattered it all over the place.
I will try to fix it. No, maybe... Oh, this is okay, but maybe it's not open. It's breaking that one.
So somehow he got his claws in there and just kind of ripped off that part of the door then, right?
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah.
Bears are now desperate to fatten up before hibernating, but this year's poor berry crop and lackluster salmon runs means more bears are looking for food in other places, like human garbage. Abby McAllister with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game also says more bears are competing for what little food is available. A better berry crop and decent fish runs last year meant more new cubs survived the winter. McAllister says those bears, what she calls a bumper crop of yearlings, have just been kicked out by mom, but they're still inexperienced about a lot of things.
Whether or not they should avoid humans, whether or not they should venture into this person's backyard and get into their trash. They're testing and they're learning, and so they may appear bolder for that reason, but mostly they just don't know any better. They're kind of like a teenager on their, you know, on their own for the first time, just trying to figure out things. They make a lot of mistakes along the way.
Bear-related calls into ADF&G and the Juneau Police Department are double last year at this time, nearly 700. They've responded to 13 different bears so far. That's on track as most ever for the year. Of those 13 bears, 4 were moved away from town. 9 were killed because they were a threat to life or property. Alenco lives in Creekside Park, a neighborhood of manufactured and mobile homes in Lemon Creek. Garages pretty much don't exist here. Many yards aren't big enough for a shed. Only a fraction of the garbage cans put out are actually bear resistant. Lauren Brown, Juneau site manager for garbage utility Alaska Waste, told Juneau assembly members recently that about 1,500 residential customers have bear-resistant cans, which automatically unload when turned upside down by truck.
None of them are bear-proof. That'll get us in trouble if I say they're bear-proof, for sure. They're bear-resistant.
Brown says there's a waiting list of 100 customers.
It really depends on bear issues. Like this year is obviously the worst it's been in years. It's just hard to say what number is enough.
Brown says 350 more cans are on order, but they're more expensive to use and they only come in one size so far, the biggest. They won't arrive for another month or two, too late for this season. For now, there's the Juneau Bear Committee.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Just want to let you know what we're doing. Yes. My name is Lori, and this is Kristen, and we're with Fish and Game. I'm a volunteer. And we're putting these stickers onto the cans that are not bear resistant.
Okay.
So that people know about.
Lori Craig and Kristen Romanoff are putting yellow and black stickers on garbage cans that lay out Juneau's garbage ordinance, specifically the rule that says garbage must be kept inside an enclosed structure until 4 a.m. on pickup day. One resident tells them she's already had a bear tear into her enclosed entryway where she keeps her garbage.
My day off is Friday, so like when I hear the garbage truck come, I bring it out. My coming out right now is to bring it back in.
Perfect. That's great.
From residents Craig has talked to, she believes everyone wants to do the right thing, but some are not sure how. Craig says that's where community education is key in preventing Juneau's bears from becoming habituated to garbage and getting killed. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.